Well, hello, my medical sales friends. This is Mace Haroff. Welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. As you probably know, this is the podcast for medical sales professionals. In other words, if you sell products to healthcare, in other words, healthcare professionals, such as physicians, nurses, therapists, or even healthcare executives, such as CEOs, CFOs, materials managers, you are in the right place because I don't want you to just be a medical sales rep. No, I want you to be a medical sales professional and to earn a professional level income. Now, the reason you're here, the reason you found this podcast, either on the website at medicalsalesguru.com or on iTunes, is because you want to know all that you can about performing, about succeeding in this phenomenal, phenomenal field. I've been in this field now for over 33 years. And if you do the math, that means I'm probably older than most of you. In fact, when I started medical sales, most of you weren't even born. But I know there's a few of you who are getting in maybe a little bit later, and I want to help you to succeed too. It doesn't matter whether you're in early or late. This is a great business, and I'm glad that you're here. Hopefully you're here not only to earn a great income, which is very, very important. I think if you earn a good income, you're going to provide better service. But equally as important, if not more important, is that you really want to make a difference. Now, you may not have come into the industry thinking, hey, you know, I want to make a difference as a salesperson. Not a lot of people say that. I don't think there's people who are selling copy machines or maybe postage meters or car parts who say, you know, I really want to make a difference as a salesperson. Sure, they want to make a difference for their families. They want to make a difference for themselves and earn more money. But I'm talking about really making a difference for the people who are the ultimate beneficiaries of your product. In healthcare, that's the patient. I always say the patient comes first because at the end of the day, if your product sucks or if the customer doesn't know how to use it, the patient is the one who's going to pay the price. But again, if you have a great product and if you really make sure that your customers, you help them to use it to its utmost capability, then you're doing a wonderful thing, not only for your customers, but for your customers' customers, which are, again, the patient. So I'm glad you're here. Let's get into what I want to talk to you about today. If you've been in healthcare for any period of time, you probably realize that things are changing. There's lots of changes with value-based reimbursement, all kinds of changes with the Affordable Care Act, which have impacted your customers, and as a consequence of that, they've impacted you. So things are changing, and here's something that you probably figured out. If you haven't figured it out, let me give you the bad news. It's not going to get any easier. It's not. If you're struggling now, don't sit back and wait for it to get easier. It's not going to get easier. The thing is, if you're struggling now, it's probably because there are either some, well, definitely because there are some obstacles. There are obstacles in the way that are allowing you to succeed. And here's the message I really want to share with you. One of the biggest obstacles that you have to deal with is you. Now, that might sound a little harsh, but I'm not here to sound harsh or unharsh. I'm here to be real, real with you. You see, if you are not getting the results that you hoped for, or heck, let's be honest, if you're not getting the results that you're paid to get, that your manager or your distributor expects you to get, you need to do something different, right? I mean, you can't keep doing the same thing you're doing and expect different results. And a lot of you will recall that that's Einstein's definition of insanity. And I know you're not crazy, because if you were crazy, you wouldn't be here. But you see, a lot of people, they don't change what they're doing. They don't do anything different. So what should you do differently? The first thing, you know, if you can't come up with anything on your own, you have to ask for help. Now, that's very difficult for a lot of you. I'm talking especially to the guys here. There's in medical sales, it's undeniable There's a macho mentality in medical sales. And I'm speaking to the ladies also. A lot of the women in medical sales have a, if you'll pardon this, a macho or I could do it by myself type of attitude. You can't do everything by yourself because you don't know what you don't know. Man, that's deep, isn't it? You don't know what you don't know, but it's reality. You don't, if there's something that you don't know that's holding you back, that's an obstacle. And if you don't ask for help, guess what? Then you're accepting failure. Now, I'm not saying that you're failing. You're probably generating some business. But if you're not hitting your company's goals, if you're not hitting your personal goals, then I don't want to call it failure, but it certainly isn't the type of success that you're after. And the reality is that sucks and it's stupid, especially since whatever problem you're having is probably fixable and easily fixable. Medical sales is a lonely business. Let's be honest. Unless you work with a partner sitting by your side all day long, which is almost no one that I know, unless maybe you're in telephone sales, but even if you're in telephone sales, telephone medical sales, you're still working out of your cubicle or at your desk by yourself. There's not someone listening to everything you're saying and passing notes to you, say, okay, try handle the objection this way, or take this approach, ask this question. No one is doing that. Medical sales is a lonely business. So we get used to being by ourselves in whatever we're doing. And it really seems counterintuitive to ask for help, especially in terms of asking the people who are there to help us. You know, if you're trying to do it all alone, you're going to go crazy and nothing's going to change. You just won't do as well. So who should you ask for help? Well, let's start out with the most obvious, and that is the people who do what you do, the people who sell what you sell. In other words, I like to refer to them as colleagues. Some of you are very competitive, so you might see some of the colleagues in your company, some of your fellow salespeople, as being competitors. They're not direct competitors in terms of them selling a different product, but they're competitors in terms of they are competing for ranking within the company along with you. Well, you know what? You could still do that. I think it's great to be competitive. But here's something else I really, really believe. You have to have a team attitude. Now, medical sales is not necessarily a team sport per se on the outside, but you can implement some of the team elements into your life that will make a huge difference. For example, getting coaching, getting feedback from the people you work with. Now, your fellow sales associates in your company, they have encountered the obstacles and challenges that you are facing today. Now, some of them may have found ways to overcome them, while others have not. You want to at least explore what's going on in your world to see if it's going on in their world. Because if it is, then together you can take it to a third party or a fourth party or a fifth party. You see, right now, a lot of sales reps, a lot of you who are listening to this, you're thinking, well, you know, is it me? Is it something I'm doing wrong? And there is really only one way to answer that question, and that is to start talking to the people who do what you do. And yes, they will help you out. Maybe not all of them. And they might not share with you their innermost secrets. But in my experience, the vast majority of them will. You see, when you're playing for the same team, it strengthens the entire team when people start winning. In other words, if you have a product and that product starts picking up market share and converting business from competitors, that gives everybody a new story to tell. And of course, if you're selling effectively, you're using stories to sell, right? So your colleagues want to help you out. Let me ask you this. Do you want to help your colleagues? Do you want to help the same people who work for your company, who sell what you sell? If you don't, you should probably reconsider. So that is the first place I recommend you go. Describe the scenario. Say, what do you do when this happens? You know, for example, I've been trying to get into Dr. Smith's store to show him my new external fixator, but he's so married to company XYZ, he won't even see me. He says, you know, I'm really not interested. I'm happy with this. Did you have any doctors like that who wouldn't see you? How did you break through? How did you get into to their offices? And you will find out that people have solutions for you if you will at least make the effort to ask. Now, the thing here is to be proactive about it. Don't wait for a sales meeting or when it's convenient or when you bump into somebody. Get on the phone and talk to them. This isn't even about, you know, shooting them a text or sending them an email. I mean, pick up the phone and call them at a time when you're not working so you can have a conversation and you can really dig down and ask some questions that might trigger some thoughts in their mind where you could get a response that will actually be of benefit to you. But you have to ask, no question about it. So I want you right now to think about, who are the top reps in your company? Who do you know who you could go to? There are some reps in the company that many sales representatives don't want to approach, like the top sales rep. Because ultimately, what you would like to do is to unseat this person, whether it's a man or a woman, you would like to be able to unseat them and take their place as being one of the top reps in the company. These people will still help you if you approach them. And if you're a guy, you got to take the man attitude out of there. And if you're a woman, you got to take the female attitude out of there. Ask people for help. Because if you've ever read the book Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill talks about the mastermind. And simply put, you've heard the term mastermind. What is a mastermind? A mastermind is simply just a group that discuss solutions to challenges together. If you have five people, for example, working on one obstacle, you are getting five times the brain power, hopefully, than if you're just doing it on your own. Now, if you all had the same training and you all think the same way, you may not come up with different results, but it's very rare that that happens. If you put five people together, you're going to have someone who is going to think differently or who has had a different experience. And that perspective, that different point of view, makes all the difference in the world. And you will find that when you start doing this, you're going to have those aha moments. The aha moments are amazing. And then when you take and implement something in the field, when you go back out into your territory and you have these conversations with your customers using the techniques and the strategies and the tactics that you discussed with your colleagues, something might work. In fact, if you keep trying them, something will work eventually. Now, who else can you be talking to besides the sales reps that you work with? Well, this might make you a little uncomfortable, but I'm going to suggest it anyway. What about your manager? What about your distributor? And you might be thinking, Mace, God, I can't go to the boss. I don't want him to think I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want him to know I'm having difficulty. Guess what? This person, he or she, sees the numbers. If you're having difficulty, they know it. Here's why you should talk to your manager or your distributorship. You want to go to them, and if there's some roadblocks in the territory, tell them about it. Describe the roadblocks that you're up against. You see, what this does, first of all, is it lets your manager or distributor know that you're calling on customers, that you're doing the work, that you're trying to sell the product, but you're meeting some resistance. You haven't achieved the level of success that you want yet. When they know that you are really in it for the long term and you're trying and you thought enough of your territory and your business to come to them to seek their insight, most of them are going to be very, very impressed with you. You see, when you're asking for help and showing that you're doing the work and that you have a can-do attitude, it doesn't matter if you're not getting results. It shows that you want to get results and that you're willing to do whatever it takes to do it. No one's going to say you're not trying. But you see, here's the problem. If you don't talk to people and your numbers suck, they're going to think that you suck. You're not asking for help, so you must think you're doing it right, but you're not getting the results that you're after. You're either making sales or you're not making sales. This isn't black and white. I mean, this isn't like This isn't like an art form, like, let's say, psychiatry, where the doctor says, I think the patient's improving. You know, it's based on very, very subjective criteria. We're talking about sales here. It's very, very objective. Your numbers are even increasing, they're staying the same, or they're decreasing. This isn't rocket science. So if your numbers aren't increasing to the level that you or your company expects, it's always a good idea to go to whoever your upline is, your manager, your distributor, and say, hey, listen, I'm having a problem here. Can we talk about this? What ideas do you have? Who else can I talk to? Because everyone knows that if you're selling to healthcare providers, it can be very, very challenging. Hospitals are always adding new challenges. They throw a curve at you, new obstacles. There's rules, there's contracts. Things are always changing. It's never a sin to ask for help. It is, however, a sin to ignore a lack of performance when you're after performance. Think about athletes. If a pro golfer is slicing 10% of his shots into the trees, he's probably going to find a golf pro to have that person take a look at his or her swing and try and correct it. Why would you be any different? This is a professional level position. You are expected to perform. And if you do perform, you're going to make an incredible income for yourself and for your family. You'll be able to do a lot of cool things. But you got to take your ego out of the equation. The biggest mistake that you can make is to do nothing if things in your territory aren't going well, and to just accept not changing what's not working. I know this isn't really specific strategies or techniques, but this information that I've just shared with you is so important that if you implement it and you make a habit of implementing it, it will make all the difference in the world. And I don't want this to seem self-serving, but there are also professionals who you can hire to help you. I happen to be one of them. I have an online medical sales training program that we open enrollment to several times a year. If you're not getting the results you're after, there's a very, very, very high probability that you can use some help with your selling skills, your medical selling skills. If you've never had formal training in medical sales, maybe you sold in another industry, this will be incredibly valuable to you. But again, you have to look for it. You have to ask for it. You have to be willing to invest. You see, even if you've done well in the past, your selling skills degrade over time. The environment changes. So it's important that you spend time regularly sharpening your skills, increasing your knowledge, or I promise you, you're going to lose out to someone who does. Hope this has been helpful. More importantly, I hope you'll take action and decide to be a winner in this phenomenal career called medical sales. And don't forget, no matter what you do in your territory every day, what am I going to say? That's right. The patient always comes first. There's nothing more important than the patient. Go out there and make a difference. I will speak to you again soon. Oh, and before I go, if you'd like to find out when the enrollment opens for our next Medical Sales Academy enrollment, go to medicalsalesacademy.com. Click on more information, and at the bottom of that page, you can learn all about Medical Sales Academy, but at the bottom of the page, there is a place where you could sign up to be notified the next time enrollment opens. And I hope you will do that if you feel that you need some help. And by the way, I say feel, look at it objectively. If your sales aren't growing the way you want them to, you do need some help. Go to the people who can help you out. By the way, if you would like to help me out, I would greatly appreciate it if you would go to Medical Sales Guru Podcast on iTunes and leave me a review. That is the only thing I'm asking for, because when you do that, it makes the podcast more popular. It'll get into the hands and ears of more people that it can help, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thanks so much for doing that. It'll just take you about 30 seconds, and I will keep the podcast coming if you do that. Does that sound like a good deal? Okay. Listen, have a great rest of the week. If you're listening to this before the weekend, play hard, man, because Monday gets here real soon. But if you're doing things the right way, you look forward to it. You eat up the challenge, and you are going to thrive. Thanks for listening. I will speak to you again soon on the next episode. Bye for now.